at minus 5.
Were you always interested in science in school?
Yes, science, well, social science,
figures
everything.
Being, you know, meteorology being your passion. Yeah, well, you know, this is the year of science in BC.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Provincial initiative to get young people interested in the subject. The Vancouver School Board has been working to improve science education for years with its Scientist in Residence program. And Paige Axelrod is the founder and managing director of the program. We're delighted to have Paige with us here in Studio 10. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Happy science year to you.
Happy science year to you, too.
What is a Scientist in Residence program? Tell us about that.
Well, it's all about hands-on science. It's for young children and their teachers, kindergarten through grade 7, and it really encourages the children to discover their world through science. The foundation of the program are the partnerships that form between one scientist and a team of two teachers throughout the school year. Together, they work to develop an enriched hands-on science program, and together, they teach that unit to the students in classrooms and on field trips, usually during a 6 to 8 week time period. And the kids get to be scientists.
Ooh.
They get to make their
own hands-on stuff?
All hands-on. Experiments, activities, they get to make their own observations, their own discoveries, make a prediction or a hypothesis. The young kids record their learning and drawings. The older kids keep a science journal. It's really fabulous, incredible enthusiasm. And throughout the program, there are around 200 hands-on science lessons that have been developed by scientists and teachers. They're up on our website, and they're available to the public.
Wow. How did it all get started?
Well, 10 years ago, my daughter started kindergarten. And as a scientist, I'm really passionate about science, and I wanted to volunteer in her classroom doing hands-on science. The first lesson was about seeds, how seeds germinate. They made musical instruments with seeds. It was incredible. And at the time, there was an artist in residence in the school, and I thought that there should be a scientist in residence program. So the next year when she was in grade 1, I partnered with her teacher. We developed a science unit on properties of matter. The kids loved it. It was really successful. And thereafter, I started working with Valerie Overgaard, associate superintendent at the VSB. We developed the program further. We got funding through the Vancouver Foundation, and with funding from the VSB, the program was launched in 2004.
And what have you heard from the kids and the parents as well about this program?
Well, I brought something to read in this portfolio. This is a grade 5 student from McKechnie Elementary. The science unit was on renewable and non-renewable resources last year. I've got to say that the fishes were really cool, especially because we got to touch them. Another thing that was really cool were the rocks, because some were crystals and some had real gold. Scientist in Residence is so cool. I think it is one of the best science subjects because we learned so much. We even learned all the different ways to fish.
Wow.
And I have a comment from a parent.
When you get a grade 5, though, to say something's cool, you know you've won that grade 5 student over.
That's right. That's right.
When school is cool, that's pretty neat.
Yeah. And this is just from comments from a parent. Ever since my son started on their field trips, he has become more aware and concerned about the environment. In fact, he has even been teaching his brothers, especially his younger brother, and even us, his parents, about our environment and how to care for it. And a lot of the program really is about looking at all the issues facing our society, being it sustainability or pollution. And the children really do get to learn about that through a lot of the hands-on science lessons.
You know, Paige, all school boards right now are under huge financial stress. So does that limit your program at all, or how do you deal with it? How do you deal with the
financial
stress?
Well, the funding from the program comes from the VSB as well as from our many generous program partners and donors, and I'm really grateful for all of that funding. But it's ongoing fundraising that takes place, and really my dream is for this program to be sustainable for the long term financially and to run in the VSB, the Vancouver School District, for a very long time and to reach other school districts in BC. And I think if we could partner with the BC government and get universities and colleges involved and many more organizations and science companies, I think we could really do this.
Sounds like great fun as well. So best of luck with it. Continued success.
Thank you very much.
Our pleasure. Paige Axelrod, founder and managing director of the Science Scientist in Residence program at the Vancouver School Board. Now, if you'd like more information on this, go to our website because we've linked it to theirs at cbc.ca/early edition. Click on the links and you can find out all you need to know about the Scientist in Residence program at the Vancouver School Board. 28 minutes now past 8 o'clock here on the Early Edition.